Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Oh, that was super weird.
Yep.
Did you hear that?
What?
The echo that was out there.
Oh, because they have our we're on in the green room.
Anyway.
So we can constantly hear. We just love to hear ourselves talking all the time.
What's that? How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I had a great holiday weekend.
Oh, did you holiday, put your tree up or something?
Oh my, the whole thing,
oh,
man.
Yeah,
we got together.
I feel like
with,
I got to do that pretty soon here.
Friends on Friday night after our big event, and Saturday morning we went and cut down a tree. Did you know that people actually tailgate the Christmas tree cutting down?
So they make a day of it? Like they go out there and have their little hibachi on the tailgate?
Full on open up the backs of their trucks. They bring booze. They lay out a big spread of food. It was a surprise. We did the cutting down last year. I guess our timing was off, so we didn't catch the
party.
The parking lot party. Yeah. Right there on this. It's dirt roads. It's out there in the middle of nowhere.
Near your house?
It's the Santa Cruz Mountains, yeah.
Just a place where they grow the trees,
yeah.
And you can go and hike in, pick one out.
Walk around. We had, it was us and the McCutcheons, and everybody looked for their tree, and me and Brian walked around, behind everybody, waiting for the point.
Because the women are going to pick the tree,
And the kids.
Sure. Right.
And we waited for the point.
Of course, the kids.
And then we cut them down and dragged them in.
Do they give you a saw,
yeah.
An axe?
Oh, yeah.
What do they give you?
They give you it's not an axe. It's a saw.
Uh-huh.
It's an easy cut. It's no big deal. But I just didn't know that people brought out coolers, drinks, sandwiches.
Is it a particularly inviting parking lot?
No.
Like, wow, the view here is amazing.
It's nice, but it's a dirt road.
Yeah.
It's not. I guess it's just the holidays. People just swim in it. We liked it. We got the tree.
Yeah.
We got a huge tree.
Oh.
Huge. So, and we, that was Saturday morning. Was that Saturday? Yeah. And then we went to Cost Plus, bought some new ornaments because, it's about time.
Yeah. They have the greatest.
They do.
They
had lots of good stuff.
Beautiful and unique. And that's not a plug just because we love them. Actually, that is a plug just because we love them. That's not a paid plug. That is a just because we love
right.
them plug. Hey, so how big a tree are we talking about here? How tall is your ceiling?
The ceiling would be, I want to say, over 9 foot.
Uh-huh.
9 foot-ish because it's got one of those little...
Oh, like a
what do you call that?
Coffered ceiling?
Coffered tray ceiling, everyone.
Nice.
I got that.
Yeah.
Did you hear me polishing?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know. Coffered ceiling, okay.
I don't know.
Anyway, so we got the tree all ready to get decorated.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do it, though, because we had a big party to go to Saturday night.
What was the party?
How did
Saturday
I not
night?
See you at the big Salesforce party? You must have been invited.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, human.
Hold on. My headphones are blasting. Don't want to talk. It's my head. It's so loud. Where's my thing? Okay. All right. Boy, that was loud.
Oh.
Bryn is deaf,
Bryn
everyone.
Bryn is not here, everybody.
Bryn, his headphones were like, he must not be able to hear. Right?
Or maybe the thing just got turned up by accident.
Maybe. Yeah, Saturday night, you know, there were a lot of things going on, but I decided to go to a smaller Christmas party in Napa Those people are rebuilding up there.
Sure.
And there was a school fundraiser, so I invited a bunch of people, bought a table, and, you know, hung out with a bunch of kids and families.
You love that.
Yeah. St. John the Baptist Catholic School.
St. John the Baptist?
St. John the Baptist.
Oh, right. Well, anyway, I thought for sure I would see Hooman at this party.
How was it?
It was the Salesforce party.
Where was it?
It was at the parking lot. They used the Giants ballpark stadium parking lot.
Oh, where they set up Cirque du Soleil? The one right across the street?
Yeah.
Right across 3rd Street?
Yes. And then used one of the open, empty warehouse things for... It was huge. That when we pulled up, I'm like, are you kidding? There's a 3-block line to get into your work party.
Oh my God, hilarious.
3 blocks of people in their holiday best. Oh. Everyone was decked out. Suits, ties.
Was
not
it
me,
just,
of course.
Was it
I don't
lavish?
Even have that. It was, well, you know what? It was well, they paid for all the drinks. Mm-hmm. So the bar was all the bars. There were
right
20 bars.
Dinners,
so there were no lines.
Too.
There had food, paella, and the Indian, the chicken.
The tandoori chicken or like a chicken curry?
Something.
Tikka masala?
That. And okay. Then and then a veggie thing, which I had in the right. Like, it was just everywhere, though, so that no lines built
right
up. It was
just
nicely done.
Yourself.
And
bands and stuff?
What is it, Wonderland?
I don't know.
You know,
do you mean
I gotta,
Sugarland, the country band?
No, no, no. Wonderland, the Michael Jackson cover band.
Oh, Wonder
that
Bread
I went,
5.
The one that I went and saw. No, 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 not those guys.
Different band, okay.
My friend Dan is in the band. So anyway, we get there and I'm all... They're great. I went and saw them once before in Felton.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Wonderland. I don't
is
know.
It Wonderland?
I don't really know.
Man, I should know this too. I should have looked
for
that.
Your friend Dan is in the band, then.
And Nils, the guy I was taking guitar lessons from, is in that band.
Oh.
I'll look him up. Anyway, so we went and did that and danced and
partied.
Sorry, Yuzi, there was...
No, that's
there's
okay.
One button that needs to be
pushed.
I know,
pushed,
and I don't know
for
why
some
anyone
reason,
messes
Vanessa
with it.
Vanessa doesn't...
Did you
up
meet Benioff?
It is Wonderland, Vinny.
It is Wonderland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. No, I didn't see Benioff at all.
Oh.
I didn't. But then they also had... the place was so huge that here's a band jamming for 2 hours on one end, and then different disco parties spread out throughout with DJs playing. So we, you know, danced to some of that stuff.
So it's just a big wonder. Let me ask you this. Was this party so big that you could have not gone and not been missed? Or did you
check
in somewhere?
Absolutely. We were lucky she caught a few people she knew as we walked through.
To make it like confirmation that Christina was there.
Yeah, there was a point where as her plus one, I was like, you know, let's walk.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're not already texting the people you're supposed to see here. And she goes, because the people that I work with don't work in San Francisco. And I was like, oh. So they're just spread out, you know, one of those deals. But so I said, well, still, let's walk around. Let's make the circle and see who we see. And then she started seeing people, which was cool. Listen to this.
All right, I'm listening. I'm fully on you.
Okay, so while I'm chatting some dude up who is he's a plus one for his missus.
Sure.
We're just chatting. He's an architectural engineering type guy. And he was saying, so we talked about the Salesforce Tower and, you know, he was saying, God, the reviews from the people of the city are not good. You know, it's not well received. And he was saying, the weird part is there's 5 more buildings that tall already under construction or in different steps of construction
by the same people.
Well, I don't know that Salesforce didn't make the mistake. That was the Millennium
Tower. Right.
But so it's already, the skyline's going to change again.
I had heard that right when they started, right when suddenly that was taller than the other buildings and everyone went, wait, what now? That was, I hadn't heard five more, but I heard that there are other buildings that are fully begun that are going to be that tall.
Or taller. It's like the race is on.
It's going to
be. That's what he was saying.
A very different skyline.
Wow.
Very. We're so used to the skyline as it's been for 30 years. I don't know when the last big one went up, the Bank of America building.
Well, that's, so I said to him as a, because he's born and raised here. And I said, so aren't you bummed to be
ruining the skyline?
Well, getting the bad review. You hear right. it and you obviously know that. And he goes, no, the skyline's going to be so cool. Of course, that's what he does. So, right.
of course
he
that's what
is into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was.
Well, I hope they're building more parking for these giant buildings that are going in.
Oh, good point.
I guess, you know.
Like Salesforce, do they have parking up or down below?
They must have a mile of parking below.
They have four buildings right there on that street corner. I don't know how that works, but that's also where that, isn't that the Trans Bay?
It is, yep.
So they're going to be
telling
people.
Yeah, which I think has been delayed again for a little bit. Oh, Vinny, it was Foreverland. That's the name of the band.
That's Foreverland. Yeah, so. Okay.
Oh. What's the name of his, Never Neverland? And so then it's Foreverland.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sorry to not have gotten that right, because they're actually excellent, and I know two of the guys in the band and would wish I wouldn't have made that mistake. Anyway, really fun. Yeah. Had a blast. And then yesterday, we put on Christmas music and decorated the tree.
Aww.
And we got the star, a new star from Cost Plus when we were there. So yeah,
for the highest
when we finally bow. Put the star up on the tree, it was new and looked great, and
hang a shining star,
and there we are,
the
like
highest bow.
That is so sweet.
Do you have a picture of her putting the star on top of the tree?
Oh,
I'd really like to post that.
How do you know
like
she was the one you mean my daughter? No.
Yeah, who do you think I was talking about?
The missus.
Oh no.
Who, by the way, as I put it up there, I'm like, well, that's done, I'm going upstairs, and she's like, it's crooked.
Get back up there.
I actually held
on
the ladder for
new
her.
Ladder.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No, I did not see it. I didn't look at Instagram this weekend. I always forget until I get in here and go, oh, yeah, that's right, Instagram.
Someone wrote me and goes,
oh, Vinny, that
looks great, right?
Looks so pretty.
Look how tall that thing is.
It's wonderful.
Ooh, I want to see too. Tell him to hold it to the window.
Hold it. She's saying hold it to the window.
Sorry.
She wants to
see
it too.
I can see it through the window. Wow.
Looks good, right?
Yeah.
So do you not have furniture for that room yet?
Why did you even notice that?
Because I noticed the room. I saw the light fixture in the fireplace and the window
where the tree was.
And I was like, oh, maybe they're getting furniture
Vinny,
for Christmas.
I saw it for a split second. I went, oh, that looks sparse. But the tree looks beautiful.
It's not exactly that, you know, cozy, cluttered home.
Maybe that Christmas bonus will let him get some furniture.
Vinny.
Hovin.
That
need
is
some more money. You need some appearances, buddy. I got a couple for you.
Yeah. Buy a couch, wrap it.
I had a huge request
morning.
For you guys.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What is it?
Well, you know. I'm not gonna
say.
Know.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Anyway, yeah, that room's empty, and there's one next to it that's not. Got anything but I think shoes and some other crap.
What's that cylindrical light fixture all about there? What's
that? It's funny that you asked that question. Do you like them?
Is it a debate?
I gotta say, I don't love it in the room. The room is a super kind of traditional looking, and that looks very 70s, but and also dark compared to the rest of it. Who wants it to go, you or her?
Well, why don't you guess?
You want it gone?
No, that's. Are you kidding? I didn't even notice the damn thing. She was the one who went because they're all over.
Oh,
they're
it
down
out.
The whole hallway, and they're in that room and another room.
It's two cylinders, each hanging from its own. Or I just got a quick look at it, but it's like two dark colored cylinders hanging at different heights next to each other on dark wires.
Right.
It's just it's a period. Piece. It looks old-fashioned.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually.
So if you're going to keep them, would you have to stick with the same?
You'd get a little more mod in the rest of the house. The wall-to-wall wouldn't work. You'd have to
I don't know what you're saying, any of what you're saying. In fact, I'm shocked that you noticed any of that in the photo I showed you.
Yeah, I just glanced at the tree and looked at the room and the rest.
Right. Well, anyway, those lights were, she immediately went, oh, God, I hate the lighting. And I went, who's even looked at that yet?
Well, it's an easy change.
We're just in the hallway.
Right.
Like, we hadn't even, you know, the door opens. Mm-hmm. Oh, the lights. And I just went, you know, come on.
Look at the bones, woman.
Well, anyway, those are going to go. Just so you know, they're under someone's skin.
Yeah, she should.
Or however
that's
that.
Good. That's good. That's so funny. You're like, who has a problem with them? And just the way you presented it, I was like, it must be you.
Right? No, no. No, I really was thinking that at least there's light in the room.
Yeah.
There's no furniture there. So let's worry about that first.
I don't know. They're a little bit of a sore thumb, Ben.
How are you? How was your weekend?
Fine. My weekend was...
You didn't put a tree up?
No, we didn't do it. My son is going to be home. I actually don't even know. He's got finals next week, so this is their study week. And so I didn't get to see him this weekend. And I'm thinking
Is that the first weekend since he's been?
Oh, no. There have been a few here or there, but like last weekend, he was... so sick. He's gotten, I think I mentioned this last week.
I feel like he's been sick for 3 weeks.
He's been sick this whole semester, it feels like to me, because I think that just people come from all over the world, bring all their special colds and pink eye and ear infections with them, and Riley gets them all.
Yay.
Hopefully not how it's going to go down. But it's a thing I like to do. You know, we like to go together. We just go to a lot. We don't cut down a tree. We go pull one off a lot somewhere.
You know, there's actually the lot trees end up being nicer. Yeah. And plus, I beat the hell out of that thing getting it up the hill.
Right.
So, I mean, you're better off getting it.
Well, it seems easier.
Having them throw it on the top of your
right.
car.
Strap it down.
You get the thing home and you didn't lose half the nettles dragging it up the hill.
Right.
I got it. I go, oh, no.
Ah! Oh, boy.
Well, you know,
in the future, you should always maybe look for a tree that's up the hill.
We did.
And then you can drag it down.
No, we did.
And then it wasn't there, huh?
That.
Everybody had that idea with a bunch of stumps.
We tried that. That wasn't there. Had to go down.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Anyway, so we didn't do that. That plan is to do it this weekend. We might try to grab it this week and have it just ready to decorate or something. But it was a regular rock out weekend, although I went hard 2 nights in a row, which is never a good thing.
What do you mean?
Usually I just will have a, you know, party on Friday night.
You got ripped.
Have drinks
what'd you
Friday
drink?
Just actually on Saturday, brown liquor, which is never a good idea for
like
me.
That's the right stuff.
No,
whiskey.
Like whiskey.
Yeah.
Or it was actually...
that's how you do it.
I don't know what's in it. Brandy or some awful thing.
Brandy.
Sidecars.
Oh, okay.
They're like, you've had those, right?
No, I haven't, but I know of them.
Yeah, well, they're good. And by the time you're on your second one, you're like,
alcohol.
This is the most delicious thing I've ever drunk in my life.
Is it like cherry something
no,
in there?
No, it's...
Or is that like cable? That might be a cable car. Yeah, or Manhattan, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, though. It's like, it's. I don't even know what's in it. I just order them. And then when we got home, John actually was like, I can make those. And so he made them, and they were... just as good as they were at the restaurant.
Mm. Boy, oh, so you had more of them.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, we had them with, you know, we went out with our drunk friends, David and Maki.
Mm-hmm.
You're drunk.
It's just, you know, it's impossible. They're dedicated, man. They are.
Well, if you're going to go all the way.
That's, you know, right, Yuzat. But I was already kind of tired from the night before where I was just vodka-based, which is always a cleaner burn for me.
Right.
And then yesterday I woke up, I'm like, oh, my God. What have I done to myself? And then I feel bad, but I didn't write any apology letters, but I did feel like bad about myself. I guess I just feel guilty if I have fun. You know, maybe that's it.
Well, did you screw anybody over? I mean, what did you do that was so awful that you felt guilty about?
Nothing. And I didn't even win the card games we played, which sucks. I hate not winning. Because those guys aren't even paying attention. I'm like the only one who's paying attention. The guys, I'm like, it's your turn. It's your turn. It's your turn. I'm that guy. Oh my God. So I don't even care if I win. I just want to play. I want you guys to. But they're telling their stories and spilling their drinks. Like, oh my God. Playing this game or not? All right.
Sounds like not. Yeah, I'd throw those cards aside, be like, let's just do shots. Come on.
Oh boy. You are also a dedicated.
Ah, oh, shots. I gave those up a long time ago. Hey, there's a lot happening on the show today. First of all, we have a New Year's Eve weekend planned for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got you covered. This is a crazy... So 7:05 is going to be your chance to get qualified for this
1 hour from now.
Yeah. So round trip airfare, 4 nights at the Cosmopolitan, and tickets to see the Foo Fighters, Duran Duran, and the Zac Brown Band at the Chelsea. We talked about this when it was first announced that this was happening. It's one of those bands each of the nights, and you stay at the Cosmopolitan.
Where is that? Oh.
It's the second thing right there. C705, the best New Year's Eve ever.
It's in Vegas.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, that's what I meant by where is that.
Oh, sorry. We'll fly you.
She's been there to the Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, fly you to Vegas.
Okay.
And you get to stay for all 3 nights, and it's just going to be incredible. So we're going to have that code word, and you text the code word to 80787. You have 1 hour to do that, and then you're in the running for this incredible trip.
Cool.
So that is, and big. I don't know how often they're giving the trips away, but you're going to have 3 chances to qualify each day at 7, noon, and 4 each day this week. So be listening for your chance to win this crazy great trip. All right, it's 6:04, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.